Hi, and welcome.
I'm Z.
And I'm Keith.
And we're going to tell you about the movie that we just watched. But first, a little bit of a heads up.
Some of the movies we watched deal with heavy subject matters.
In order to talk about these emotionally delicate things and the heavy subject matters that we sometimes cover, we add humor and crude language to add some levity and to process our own trauma.
If that doesn't feel fun or safe for you, we completely understand. Please take care of yourself first and foremost.
And we spoil the end of pretty much every movie that we watch.
Now you know. On with the show. Hey, so it turns out you, especially Z, will be shocked by the fact that I apparently conflated this movie with another one.
Okay.
Of a similar title, which is Maniac Cop.
Oh.
Which is the one with Robert Zadar.
Oh, okay. All right.
And a potential head beheading via
I see. I'm not
positive, but
I want to make clear about this. I wasn't bored at all with the movie. I just was severely hit with exhaustion, probably from all the work that I've done this week. And about like
10 seconds
halfway,
in.
About halfway through, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it through the whole movie. And I honestly was so like, at one point you were like, do you want to go back? Because some funny things happen in the movie. You'll be surprised.
Yeah.
And you were like, do you want to go back and watch it again? And I was like, no, I can't. I can't do it. We gotta just keep going. We can't. No looking back. We can't look back at all. I closed my eyes at one point and I was like, oh no.
Danger.
I was like, nope, stop. I was so fucking tired. It was.
Man, it's
no joke.
I feel your pain.
I literally it was like the movie finished at like 8 or something and I like fell asleep. I went to bed after that. I tried to watch a little bit of TV and I just couldn't. I literally just went to sleep and I slept pretty much through the night. I mean, not fully because I never do, but
except yeah. You wouldn't let me watch ESPN.
I felt so bad because I was just because I didn't know. Sometimes I feel like you can't really see the TV.
That's true.
And so you'll just be clicking things because you,
I was on the Bob Burger.
I know. Like me, you'll have like the routine of like, click down and then you will click something and it's just random and you're like, what the fuck happened?
And that was enough to wake you from your deep slumber and intervene.
You just seemed confused.
I was.
And that's why I was like,
I want to say this is the thing that is the thing that threatens our relationship most of anything is whatever happens to the TV controls after we fall asleep.
Because we both need the TV to be on in order to have any kind of sleep. I need it on because if there is not TV sounds, I will wake up and catastrophize. I'm convinced
someone's in the apartment.
Someone's got a gun. Someone's looking into the bedroom.
Are you afraid of cats?
It is very, very bad. Like I cannot. Like I've discovered this as a grown adult that if I have television on now. This goes against what every single fucking like therapist or psychiatrist will tell you is healthy. I don't really care. We live in a hellscape. I'm gonna sleep with Bob Burger on. But if there is not a television show of some kind on, specifically one with H. John Benjamin, Archer will work. Bob's Burgers works too, but like something where I can hear
Lucy, Daughter of the Devil.
I haven't tried that one, but I'm sure it would work. Honestly, like I've realized that like
it'd be great because the animation is painful to watch because it's early
CG.
I mean, it's not that early.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen like an episode or two of it.
I tried watching it. It was hard.
Anyway, but like we both need television. And so we'll wake up to like our little device restarts at like between like 12 and 2 every single night. And so we wake up and we're like,
change that.
We should timing. We should probably change
I that. I picked those hours because I thought it was safe.
We should do it for like 8 in the morning.
I think it's, well, yeah, we'll look into it. I can't remember. It might be one of those things that's only like your options are between 10 and 4 a.m. or something.
4 a.m. 4 a.m. safe because once 4 a.m., I don't know what it is, but once 4 a.m. sets, my brain's like, oh, it's the safe hours now. I don't know why. 4 a.m. is when my brain, and I will be half asleep.
I think it's 5 for me.
I'll be half asleep, and I look, and I'll be like, oh, God, what time is it? It'll be like 3:58. I'm like, oh, good. Oh,
yeah.
We're almost a safe time.
No, I got up to pee at like 5:30, which is not unusual for me. But I'm like, I'll just turn everything off. It's fine.
I was wondering about that. I woke up at 6 and everything was off and I was like, is the power on?
Yeah. No, I'll do that sometimes.
Anyway, like once it's 4 o'clock, I don't need the TV on. You can shut everything down. It's fine. As long as I know it's 4 o'clock. If I don't know it's 4 o'clock and I'm going to be like, but if you're like, it's 4:05, I'm like, oh, it's safe. Okay. I don't know.
I'm just going to start saying that to you. If you wake up, don't worry, it's 4. Don't worry about it, baby. Forget about it. It's 4 o'clock town.
Then I'll be like, oh, and you're still awake? You'll be like, no, it's just go to sleep. It's 4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock. Go to sleep. Anyway.
4:44.
Yeah, we do.
Four.
We do have this, like, will want to. So I don't know why. We'll talk about the movie in a minute. I don't know what exactly it is, but Keith will get mad at me if I use the controls at all. And he'll be like, why did you just ask me to do it? And I'll be like, you were fucking asleep. I didn't actually think it was beneficial to wake you up to ask you to turn on the TV for me. Like,
so rude.
I know. And you'll be so the anger that he feels, and I know it's irrational, and he's so
I know it's irrational.
He's so fucking
it's not impressive that you know it's irrational.
No, I'm just saying I'm aware. I know that, but I'm like, oh, I don't know how to diffuse this, because how do you diffuse anger that in the light time hours will say, LOL, that was funny. But in the moment, you're like, oh,
this is a threat. This is a direct insult to my existence.
Yeah, you're like,
who sent you?
So sometimes, like, there was one time when Keith had the controls, and I thought he fell asleep, the controls in his hand, so I just took the controls and set them aside, and he was so fucking pissed at me. And the next day he was like, yeah, that was really rude. And I was like, I thought you were asleep. I was worried that you were, I thought you were asleep, and the TV, I just put them, and it's like I took the controls from him, so it was like exactly. An aggressive move.
Not only did you take them from me, it's like you put them so that I could not get to them. You know what I mean?
I just don't.
It's like putting something on top of the fridge if you have kids,
or if you're me.
Yeah, that's why I keep all this fancy silver up there. And Keith, my eggs.
Keith will sometimes, he's tall, and this. I'm not tall.
I'm not that tall.
You are. You're over 6 feet tall. Barely. And I am 5'3". It doesn't matter. Barely. It's literal. It's legally the case. So we have top shelves in our tall ass kitchen for no reason other than
there's nowhere else to go.
Well, I guess. And he'll be like, he'll just open them. And it's like when you show a dog something, you know, he'd be like, okay, so I put this up here. See up here? This is where I put all those things. And I'm like, you know how, don't show me. I can't ever get to them.
Let me tell you about a dog named Bo.
Fuck up. I did not watch that. I know what you're referencing. I did not watch that. Fuck. Anyway.
It was such a hit. By the way, he came back on and Carson said, last time you read that poem, for the next week, we were getting calls nonstop of people wanting a copy of that poem.
Aw.
And he came back on and read it again.
Aw. That's funny.
But he said something about the... He was just telling some anecdote about that dog or a dog.
Yeah.
And he was like, he won't come when he's called or something like that. And old Johnny C was like, oh, maybe it was because it took you so long. Because you were like,
oh, my God.
And he was like, I never thought of that.
He said,
I think it's obvious from my spot-on impersonation that I'm doing Charlton Heston.
Oh.
Jaime Escalante. Jaime Cartier. No, that's a different... What's his name? Stu. Jimothy Stuvertson.
No, you had it right the first
time. James Jimothy, Harvey...
Jimothy Stu. Jimothy Harvey Stu.
James Harvey Stuart Masterson.
I want to read the only bit of trivia for this movie, which is Psycho Cop, which there's no trivia for this movie that does not contain spoilers, and there is only one trivia for this movie.
Ergo, it contains a spoiler.
Yeah, some spoiler. Although the character of the caretaker doesn't survive beyond the first reel, he is referred to over 30 times throughout the rest of the film. Honestly, the movie should be called Where's the Caretaker? Or Where's the Security Guard?
Caretaker slash security guard, yeah.
Where's the security guard? They're so worried about him throughout the film. Honestly, I mean,
I know.
They're all like...
It would have been great if he never appeared. You know what I mean?
Seriously, that
if he had only like left a note or something,
yes.
And then
oh, that would have been amazing. They would be like, "Where?" They'd be like, "Where do we put?"
Was the guy that got killed?
Where did we put the security guard? Is he outside? Did we leave? Did we drop him outside?
So
the amount of people looking for items.
We'll get to it.
Film.
I want to talk about the possibly totally unnecessary beginning sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And unnecessary because all I guess what it does is establish this cop is not to be trusted.
Are you which beginning sequence are you talking about? The graveyard
the
or
couple.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's yeah, aren't they in like a graveyard or something?
I don't remember.
Or are you talking about him like washing his face with blood or whatever?
Oh, I forgot about that. Thank you. Thank you. That's sort of the is that with the credits or no?
Yeah, that's like
are there credits?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it is credit. I don't know.
I do love how obviously tiny the budget was for this.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
It's impressive.
It is impressive. Keith pushed play on the very legit copy that we got of this from reliable sources.
Oh, I love how it's a clearly a...
And it's just a VHS rip.
Yeah.
And that, and I'm honestly, I doubt there's any other version of it.
I'm curious. I would like to, I don't know if it's possible, but I should have done some research about.
Yeah.
I did a quick YouTube search and that's,
there was a sequel or two to this. Isn't that crazy?
No.
No, it's not crazy?
Correct.
It's a little crazy.
I mean, clearly they were...
I didn't realize, like, it said, like, because I looked up Psycho Cop and it was like, Psycho Cop 1989 movie. And so I thought I hit that. And then I went to the IMDb because it was like, Psycho Cop... Or I just found the IMDb link and I clicked on it and I was like, I don't recognize any of these fucking people. Mm. And I realized it was Psycho Cop Returns. And I was like, son of a bitch. So I was like looking for so long trying to figure out. I'm like, I was like, is this a spoiler? I'm like, who's this fucking old ass dude? Who's this person? I'm like, where do all these people come from and when are they getting introduced? And I spent way too much time on that page before I realized.
Womp womp.
That I was not on the right movie. I want to say it's a bad movie, but it's not bad. Well, it's so bad it's good, I guess, is what it is. There's no way to reproduce a movie like this. Like, this is a
yes. It's really
something
in a...
where you strike gold with something like this. Like, well, there's no, you don't seek out to make a movie like this.
It's
and if
pure.
You do, yeah, right. Well, that's what I mean. Like, if you try to make a movie like this, it's gonna be like the very limited yeah. returns. You know, not a lot of ROI, if you know what I mean. It's, you know, you're going to be like, haha, I get it. And then after like,
yeah,
the, after
I
the
started
first
to
15
suspect.
Minutes, you're going to be like, oh God, I can't.
I legitimately can't started to suspect that it was in on its own joke or like doing a meta
honestly,
thing.
I could not tell because you would think that and then it would just drop it.
Correct.
And you're like, oh, so it's not a bit, or was it a
could we, huh. I would like to set it up a little more before we go.
Fine.
Is that okay?
You do what you need to do, Keith. I'm just going to be over here with the TV controls. That's fine.
I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah. Totally forgot the opening sequence where you see a dude suiting up in...
I like how he steps on trash. That it opens
oh,
up
yeah,
on
that's
with
what it
trash.
What? I don't know.
And he steps on a cup. Like, what?
I don't
what?
Know. What a baddie. So I think we don't see a face, but we know he's in uniform.
No, I think we do see a face.
Okay.
Sorry.
But there's like a reveal where he walks out of frame and there's like a pentagram on the wall.
Yeah.
And then he washes his hand in blood.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So Satan, I guess. And then we get the sequence.
I like that when they're like 666 and they're like, that's the devil's number or something like that. Yeah. But at some point, like, I'm like, thanks for explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, we wouldn't have guessed.
That wasn't for the audience. That was for the other characters who may not have known. We see a couple driving on,
newlyweds on their wedding night. They seem, I'm frankly glad that they get.
I definitely did not want to see more of them.
Because they would have ended in divorce. So it's good that they ended on the medium note that they were on.
Medium high.
We can't be lost. The interstate must be around here somewhere.
Look, I realize it's our wedding night and I hate to say this, Barbara. No.
We must have passed the interstate a long time ago.
We couldn't have, Greg. We haven't seen a decent road since we left the filling station.
I'm telling you, Barbara, we missed the damn interstate.
Whatever, it's just this couple that gets murdered by the psycho cop.
Yeah, whatever.
Who's not connected to
and
anything else.
And a random
else.
Woman that's
already
di-
dead.
That's
yeah.
dead.
He's just doing a death to whomever. But here's my main complaint about it, is that there is a motorcycle parked there. And they're like, oh, let's go, that looks like a motorcycle, a police motorcycle. Let's go find the cop.
Mm-hmm.
To give us directions,
yeah.
And then they meet their demise instead.
Yeah.
For the rest of the movie, he has a squad car.
also, they say he has a car. Like later when they're like, he kept his car.
Oh, that's right. He would take it home.
Yeah, he would take his car.
Of all the cops on the force, Vickers is the only one who lived by himself and kept his car at home. Any other cop, we would have known right away if he was missing.
The reason why I was laughing is because I was thinking about their explanation. Shouldn't have done it. They should not have done the explanation. It didn't make it was it made it worse actually. So I guess like what he was doing was like he was his name was like Vickers or something. Vickers.
Joe Vickers.
They were like,
D'Angelo
oh,
Demetrius.
Yeah. D'Angelo Demetrius, Joe Vickers. And he was like, you know.
Homicide Joe over here.
he went crazy or something and started killing people. And they were like, we're on the lookout for this cop. And the explanation happens to, like, later, like, they run into some good cops, LOL. And they explain that he was actually someone else who was pretending to be someone named Joe Vickers, who got a job working at the police station, but he was actually some guy who was, like, as a teenager, became a Satan worshiper because...
That's revealed later.
Yeah.
That he was someone else.
What do you mean?
Not only is he not Joe Vickers, he's not the guy they first think he is.
He isn't?
Correct. They find out that later you hear on the radio that he's actually an escaped... It's like this guy who did some murders a long time ago, went to jail or to a mentalist, you know, an insane, asylum, right. Arkham Asylum, then escapes, takes on this other identity.
Oh.
Then takes on a different identity, which is Joe Vickers.
On a more bizarre note, further fingerprint analysis has now led some authorities to speculate that police officer Joe Vickers, a.k.a. Gary Henley, is none other than Ted Warnicke, the serial killer who escaped from prison several months ago during a bloody shootout. A spokesman for the police department, however, denies the allegation, claiming there's no way a psychopath of Warnicke's notoriety could infiltrate the police force, even if he did have the devil's help.
Okay, I missed all that.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, but like, they say, how did he, they're like, a guy can just... get a job as a cop, or they're like, a crazy person can just get a job as a cop, and they're like, guess so. And they're like, the only reason he was able to fake it or whatever for so long is because he kept his cop car at home.
Yeah, right.
What?
I don't know.
What? It was so, why explain it? Why not just...
Yeah.
Say, oh, why not just say a cop went crazy? Like, I don't, like, why?
Why not just say,
why not just say a cop was acting normal?
Exactly.
No, but there's so many funny fucking things that happen in this. And I really wish that I wasn't so fucking exhausted that it was so hard for me. Like, I really wanted to enjoy this as much as I could. And I don't think I was able to enjoy it as much as I would have liked because I was so fucking... I legitimately was like... I made myself a cup of coffee and like drank the whole thing in like 15 seconds and was like, oh my God.
It seemed to only exacerbate.
I did not help. This is why when people are like, maybe you should try not drinking coffee. Maybe that'll help. And I'm like, it doesn't make a difference for me, but thank you. If I'm tired, I sleep. If I'm not, I don't. It's not really coffee that does anything.
Quit trying to help me.
Have you tried not doing all those things that you've adapted to do because they help you? Have you tried not doing them? Thank you. Now, yeah. Anyway, yeah. I don't even know how to talk about this movie.
Yes, correct. Other than and then after we see the first kills, or we don't actually see them, but you know, after they occur, then we cut to a convertible full of young white people
drinking
openly. Beers, six of them, four in the back seat, two couples in the back seat. And as Z pointed out, when the car is moving, for sure, you do not ever see all four people in one shot.
You don't. And you to definitely fair, don't is, see it, all six people in one shot.
To be fair, it is a giant ass old, like, caddy or whatever.
It's true. It is a giant
and a convertible. I just love that the one character, that her whole thing is just she brushes her hair constantly.
It's not even a joke. Like, she literally, in every single fucking scene, brushing her hair. And there's even a scene where she's losing her fucking shit because she can't find her goddamn hairbrush.
There's actually more than one, I feel like.
It was...
She's the first one to go looking for something. And then there's the one where she actually get, you know, bites it later on at night. Time in this movie is also baffling.
Time both goes by so slowly.
No, in time
getting so much.
My no. Mom.
It doesn't mean anything, and it does. Like they're out by the pool.
They for should all have
17
like,
full hours.
They should all have like fifth degree sunburned.
Yeah, yeah. Like
except for Zach because he applies lotion.
He does this. He puts it There's on his hand turn. And he does this.
Yeah. Also around that time is when his character totally changes from being just an asshole popping empty beer cans in people's faces to being almost effeminate.
I wouldn't say effeminate. I would just say someone probably gave him the direction of like acting more animated and he was like, okay, it's very strange.
Well, it's not exactly flamboyant, you know what I mean? Like, it's just he's less macho.
Well, to be fair, he's in clothing and in a car for some of the time, so there's not opportunity for him to...
It's true. He's not showing off his...
Wave his hands around.
Hard slab of man
body. He just
body,
does this.
But,
so much.
And he doesn't get a whole lot of dialogue other... He's just... But... Seemed like a definite change to me.
Yeah, Zach.
There is the other thing is there is nonstop dialogue in this. None of you know like
none of it.
Two thirds of it is meaningless. Does nothing.
And the rest of the third is just contradicting itself.
Yes,
consistently.
And this thing you're very familiar with it. I'm sure we've discussed it before. It's sort of. It's my first time, you know, I'm an amateur actor. I'm a new to performing. I think we all do this if we try it out. If you're not, you get two notes. One is total exasperation with just every line out of your mouth is just exasperated.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other note is for anything else, which usually doesn't happen. It's just or just like flat, you know what I mean?
What notes? Who I
you
got
get
lost.
Two notes as an actor.
Oh, okay. Is exasperated and then nothing.
By two notes I don't mean like directions. I just mean like you know, like a one note performance.
Gotcha. Okay.
Never mind.
I'm so sorry, I didn't understand.
I know. And I'm sorry you didn't understand too. But I'm the one with egg on my asshole.
I didn't put it there. I'm allergic.
Woody combat. Little remark.
So are you saying that those are the two things that happen in this movie? Those are the two
I'm saying the performances are that everyone is exasperated. All
oh, I see. I that's see, all I see. I see, I see. Okay.
And that's because
it seemed like
that's
you were
the only
saying,
way they know how to emote.
Yeah. Okay. It seemed like what it sounded like to me, and I'm not saying that I heard it correctly, but it sounded like you were saying those are the notes that actors get. Is
yeah. I realized that could have been the interpretation, and that's why I tried to explain why what I meant by notes.
No, that once you said that, I was like. Okay, but I still wasn't sure if you meant from your personal experience, these are two that like either someone is exasperated or they're everything else. So like those are the two notes. Yeah, whatever. My explanation isn't helping either. So yes, in this film, there is, I don't want to say, there's a lot of flat acting. So that
full stop.
That yeah. I was like, is there anything else? I don't know.
Yeah, not
it's
really.
Like, even when they're exasperated, it's not even. It's like they've never seen. It's like someone. It's like they read the description. Someone said to act exasperated. They read the meaning in the dictionary and then tried to make it as close to the dictionary level of interesting as possible. Mm-hmm. Like they, it just it was so much.
Also, how every. So these teens are going to this big house for the weekend that they bought, rented because of
rented
some stock they shorted. They made some money by day trading or some shit like that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Dougie, why don't you and Eric explain?
You see, it's like this. Zach got a tip on a hot investment opportunity.
So Eric and I took money out of next semester's tuition, invested in these stocks, and the next thing you know, we doubled our money.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, they don't. Again, you don't need to actually explain it. Correct. You don't need to explain any of that.
Just say somebody had a relative that died.
Also, who's paying for this? I frankly would have asked that before I was almost there and drunk in a car with everyone else drunk.
So many questions.
Including the driver.
So many questions should have been asked before they were already lost.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, why does Eric have to put on his sunglasses and take them off immediately while he's driving? I love that none of the couples have any chemistry, nor do any of them ever. There's never any kind of romantic or sexual contact. Nobody even kisses, I don't think. Like, don't, arms around each other, maybe. Yeah. But
yeah, there's no, barely. There's no sexuality at all in this movie.
I mean, Eric is trying to get Hairbrush out in the woods to bone, but...
But he doesn't even say that. He's just like, let's take the boombox out to the... Yeah.
Well, when he grabs her from behind around the waist.
Yeah, but that's not... I'm saying like...
No. Yes. Correct. It's not explicit. I'm not arguing.
Right. And I was like, are there curse words? Do they even say shit in this?
That's a good question. So I didn't think about it.
Yeah. So I have no idea. Like I
did. Fuck. Did this come from a Bible?
Right.
Store?
I was like, what? Right. No, seriously. I was like, is this Christian propaganda? Because it goes so hard on the fact that he's a devil worshiper. And they're like, he turned away from God.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was like,
They go so hard on saying it, but there's no evidence other than the opening.
Yep.
Thing, and then a little tiny 666 on his...
Yeah, he wrote 666 on his hand. And frankly, he didn't underline it, so it could have been 999.
Yeah.
I'm not sold on that.
Which isn't that what you call in the UK instead of 911?
Yeah.
011.
1999. I fucking love that. God.
Seven.
My fucking... Yeah. Fucking Graham Linehan. Piece of shit. And he's ugly.
So young people doing a sleepover in a remote location.
Right. Cooking soup from a box.
Frozen soup from a box. That, first of all, they also don't know how to cook, apparently.
Frozen soup that they had in the car and didn't.
They have one cooler, which apparently is we're all only full of beer also.
The things that they, this is, you know, okay, so if you've ever watched
the
Folding Ideas, is that what it is? The 50 Shades, where they, I highly recommend watching the lukewarm defense of 50 Shades of Grey. It's not what it sounds like. It's not actually a defense of the movie or books.
What it is an exhaustive. Yes.
There are three parts to it, and it is worth the fucking watch.
It is.
However,
I've never seen any of those movies.
Right.
And I fully enjoyed these videos, and that are approximately the same runtime.
Yeah, I think one of them is like an hour and one of them is like 45 minutes and the other is maybe half an hour. But they're like...
So maybe two movies.
Yeah. So, no, that's about a movie. They're about two hours and a half or something long each. They're horrible.
A short Chris Nolan.
Yeah. Chris Nolan on a Sunday. I don't know. You said short. I just... I thought it was, I'm funny.
Yeah, you wanted to
I wanted to be funnier than Keith. And it happens a lot, so I thought I could do it. Anyway, in the Folding Ideas, 50 Shades, they talk about how E.L. James, who is the person who wrote the Twilight fan fiction story, and they talk about how she dedicates so much time to like them coordinating how they're
going to pick up whom,
taking someone somewhere, how they're going to get to a place, like where
whose car they're going to take,
yeah,
and
like shit like that. And frankly, that's what it felt like with the soup. Like it just felt like they were talking about so much, and the soup is like. My favorite character in the movie is tied between the hairbrush and the fucking soup because they get they get more time than the fucking caretaker gets. It's more screen time. Not kidding. There's a scene where the jump scare is the fucking soup. Not kidding. There's so much time dedicated to the soup, and they talk about the soup and they point to the soup. And they go, ugh, the soup.
Julie, did you hear me? I said I think you ought to come here and take a look at this. There's soup everywhere. Julie, did you hear me?
What's all the commotion about?
Where's Julie? She's supposed to keep an eye on the soup.
No, this is the thing. It's like, it takes him forever to get there because we're in the car forever. Talking about nonsense, nothing. Is the cop following us? The cop's going to follow us. Of course the cop's following us. Fuck. No, thank God the cop's not following us. Oh, shit, guys. Look it. Cop's behind us.
That's
why is
crazy.
He following
we
so behind?
We should call the cops. We should call the cops and tell them that a cop is following.
Basically. And then they stop. Remember?
They stop and they look at the cop.
And they just...
and the cop stops and then the cop drives away.
That's
and then
before
they
get there.
Huh.
Then they get there. Then, as far as runtime goes, it's like 10 minutes. We're poolside. But it's the entire day because they
must have... I think it's like probably like 15 to 20 minutes we're poolside. But they'll have like a... It'll be like...
But it's literally like cut... Nothing has changed, right? Cut to... Someone's like...
The same song will be playing. And they're like, 4 hours ago, we told you to get more
No
beer.
Song plays twice.
No song plays twice, but I'm saying it's still playing. It's not playing again. It's All the right. same song playing. And they're like, 4 hours ago, we said this.
Yeah,
and I'm
exactly.
like, but the same song is playing from when you said it just happened 15 seconds ago. Like, it just doesn't.
Well, Gene, you and I are going to have to disagree. You fucking Presbyterian ass.
What are you referencing?
Egert and Biscoll.
Oh,
I don't think it's the same song, but...
I didn't say it's the same song repeating.
I know.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Sometimes...
All of the music sounds very similar.
No, I know it sounds very similar, but I mean, I felt like they would just be cutting back and forth from like the they'd be like, where's the caretaker? And they'd be listening to a song and then they'd cut to the woods and then they'd go back and the song was still playing and they'd be like, he's been missing for 4 hours. And I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
What?
You might be right. Also, how many fucking... Maybe there's only two, but I feel like there's Eric's Walkman and then the Ghetto Blaster, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah. I love that they call it that.
Which also is not...
It's not, no. Yeah.
Also, Boombox is not only slightly more PC in my mind.
Well, it doesn't say ghetto in it, so it is not as un-PC.
I agree, but only slightly. I feel like it's sort of lampshading.
What is boom or box?
Both of those words are clearly very loaded.
Box, maybe.
I guess it's just because it feels like a dog whistle almost, because it's like, I felt like people started saying that instead of ghetto blast over, but the implications are the same.
Interesting.
Like saying... inner city or urban, whatever.
Whatever.
That's what it's always felt like to me. Maybe that's just me.
I think it's just you. I felt like boombox was what people said instead of I always called it like the radio, like or the stereo or whatever, but we never called it a boombox. There's boom no box.
Good nicknames, honestly. Although I hear my other association, with boombox is the smaller, more compact, portable.
I had one of those.
AM, FM radio, cassette player, possibly CD player.
I had one.
Ghetto
of those.
Blasters didn't survive to have CD players in them.
Correct. Correct.
In my mind.
No, I agree with you.
Okay, thanks.
I had one of those. It was like silver and gray, and like dark gray and like silver.
Ooh, dark gray.
Yeah, like dark gray and light gray.
Was it a thin, long one?
No, it was like
rounded.
Kind of like oval shape. No, it's almost an oval shape. Mm-hmm. And it had like, you know, the speakers on either side. Mm-hmm. And a handle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all one piece. Mm-hmm. The speakers didn't come off. Mm-hmm. I had another bigger stereo that this, you know. But, or maybe the speakers didn't come off of that one. But whatever. And I bought it with my own money.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. I got it from Walmart.
Nice.
And then I would, and it had a headphone jack, which most of them did, but this is, you know, and I would listen to my radio all night long, and I never got caught because I wasn't a fucking dumbass like all my siblings
who would just
accidentally like pull their headphone jack out and like, or like be listening to it very loudly, have their lights on, or like they just didn't think, and then they'd be like, "Oh, it's like," I told like my sister one time was like, "I think it's really cool that mom and dad let you listen to like music that they never let us listen to," and I was like, "I said because I'm an asshole. I said they don't let me. I'm just not stupid. I can get away with it because I'm not fucking stupid." And she was like, "Oh." And it was true. I'm sorry.
Destroyed.
It was true. Yeah. She was just like, I was like, I don't have permission to do anything they all didn't have permission to do. I don't know. I'm not thoughtless. Oh, they didn't. It's weird that we don't get along. None of my siblings.
And look who's herpy free now.
As far as I know, at least.
Also false alarm.
Didn't put a herpes in it. You get that from so, you know, your like wife's a lot of ass after I put a herpes in it. Oh God, it's my favorite fucking. The way he gets so close to the mic too, we like you can hear his mouth pressed against the mic.
You got a little herpes on your lip there. You've been kissing your wife's ass after I put herpes in there.
So yeah, there's just a lot of. Ridiculous
yeah.
reasons to move people around and get singled out and
yeah
picked off by the psycho cop who really besides Satan does not have a motivation to do a lot of killing.
No, yeah.
And this even is, that as an explanation I'm saying is not
no, that's what
an
I mean.
Explanation.
Like I mean okay, so Satanism is cool. We can all agree. Or like the, you know, I worship Satan, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, where's your motivation? I really still need to see some sort of like motivation as to why you want
they
to
they imply the kill. One that happens off screen, or I guess it's the one we, maybe that's the tie-in to the opening scene, is that a woman was found, but it doesn't mention the other two.
Mm-mm. Right. Yeah. It doesn't.
And there's something about a dog being turned inside out or something.
Oh, I don't. I mean, there is the one. It seems like he's sacrificing them because there's the scene where they're all on the crosses. Which is kind of cool. I'll admit, yeah. That's a cool scene. However, they don't say why. There's no like fire. There's no altar. He just has a bunch of
there's no blood
very
other than
poorly
the...
put together crosses. He chopped down some trees in the woods. A few trees.
Oh shit!
In the
is this what that one Rage Against the Machine lyric is about? Some of y'all that
those some of those that burn that work forces are the same that burn crosses.
Build crosses, right?
Burn crosses, but we don't know what he was gonna do with those crosses. Yeah. It's so funny when people are like surprised that Rage Against the Machine are like leftist, and people are like, they're like, oh, I can't believe that they're woke now. And people are like, did you listen to their lyrics?
Is this really happening?
Right. Oh yeah. People are like, people recently have been saying how Rage Against the Machine are like becoming woke or whatever. And they're like, I think one of the guys from Rage Against the Machine, I can't remember what his name is. I think the one that was on Voyager. He like studied like social economics or something at school and is like very much extremely like knowledgeable and will just school people and like all the time. You know, he just, people are like, when did this happen? And I'm like, I've known about this since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
What? Like, they've never hidden it. Like, what? They're not subtle in their language. No. And they also, like, these are also, like, their entire, what are you talking? It's insane. It's insane. But it's funny.
I thought the dude playing the psycho cop, the titular, was pretty great. For what he was, what it is.
I think
he's actually the thing that carries it.
Yeah, he looks, gives it so much like, I mean, he does look like Jay Johnson or whatever his name is. You said that.
Johnston.
RIP. Wanted.
I think they finally got him.
Oh, shit. Hang on, I'm gonna, psycho cop. I'm gonna look at it because I swear I've seen that guy in things. I swear I have because he's just too something.
What's his name? Robert Schaefer or something?
Robert Schaefer.
Can't believe I was correct.
Oh, he was in a film called Caged. I'm making a film called that pretty soon. Just kidding.
Only for fans.
I feel like I've seen... Oh, he was in a movie called Asteroid versus Earth. I haven't seen that.
Classic team up. Uh-oh.
I knew. I was like, something.
You fucking knew him from Happiness?
Fuck off. Bob Vance.
No.
I'm not shitting you. Bob fucking Vance.
God.
I was like, I know this dude. I was like, I know this dude from something. Oh, God, I was
I like, feel
like
such an idiot.
Face, because every time you'd be like, now, I was like, oh, there's something about his delivery that is reminding me. And I was like, it has to be like a comedy or something. Oh, my fucking God.
I feel like such an ignorant slut. God damn it. That's like,
I was expecting it to be something stupid and obscure. Yeah. Like he was on like a fucking episode of TNG, right. You know, because that's me. I'm like, if you were on an episode of TNG,
what's his name,
in the 1990s for half a fucking second, I know where you're from. But exactly. Like,
I did. That's what I expected too. This is Latif level.
It's Shahzad Latif. Okay, so Shahzad Latif plays a character in,
I think we've talked about that.
I don't care. It's Star Trek Discovery, and we were watching it, and Keith looked him up, and I had fallen asleep. And this is what makes it so. I had fallen asleep. I had to go to work the next day, and Keith said, "Oh my God, it's Clem Fandango!" And I was like, "What?" And I woke up, and I like looked, and he was on IMDb, and I saw Shahzad Latif's picture, and I was like, "Wait, what?" And he was like, "It's Clem Fandango." And I was so surprised. It woke me. I could not fall back asleep. It took me like an hour to get back to sleep because I was like, it's fucking Clem Fandango. And we just could not get over the fact that it was Clem Fandango. He was so good. He was absolutely so fucking good whatever that character's name is. I can't remember a third person's name, okay? Yeah, I can't remember. I know Shahzad Latif, and that's the most important name. Second Clem Fandango. Third is,
well, whatever. Also, he played two different, I mean, it was kind of two different sort characters. Of,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which they don't say. Like, they don't tell you that until.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
And I don't think it's even, I think if you look, I don't, last time I looked him up, I think two, you just see.
The Starfleet officer?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he gets credited for it. Anyway.
Maybe it's not him in voicing the underneath. I don't know. I just assumed that was done.
I think it is because he's like.
Anywho.
Fucking Bob Vance.
So pissed at myself. Well, at least you got to witness it.
It said The Office. In real time. It said The Office, and I was like, oh, I probably have seen, and it said 24 episodes, and I was like, fucking what? Or however many episodes, and I was like, 20. I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I was like, oh. That, yep, tracks. Anyway, would you recommend?
I would.
Yeah.
I think.
I definitely think if you're someone who enjoys super campy horror, you're going to like this movie. Like, you're going to have fun with this movie. I think if you like stuff that isn't, like, I will say the only thing that I would say this movie, well, not the only thing, but I think what could have made it more solidified as like a horror, like, gem sort of is there's really only like a couple of scenes where there's blood.
Yeah.
So that's like very surprising. Like, it's very,
the clean. Kills are not, you're not going to get, yeah. There's hardly any gore.
Yeah.
In fact, I think other not even, only stick. Like half of the kills happen in frame.
Well, I don't know. Cause like the guy gets the, they just don't.
That's Zach.
And then
Hairbrush gets hit by the car.
Yeah. And she gets, and then the guy gets his balls zapped.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. That's, was that Eric? The redhead?
Yes. And then we see the caretaker get an axe.
Right.
And then.
What about the brunette or whatever?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't remember what happens.
How'd she get offed?
She is.
I think she's just choked, right? And he snaps her neck.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Yeah, we see him, but yeah, there's just not a lot of blood. And that's mainly, I think that's my biggest disappointment with this movie, is that it's not as much ROI in that return on investment. Like, you know, you got a lot of the, it's terrible acting, terrible writing, horrid directing. Which you would expect in a movie like this, you know? So you're like, okay. But then there's like, I mean, there is the scene at the beginning where he's bathing in blood or whatever, just washing his hands in blood or something. But that's it, you know?
Yeah.
And for as many kills as they do have.
Yeah. Because
they have a lot of, I would say they have a lot of kills. There's not.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of, you know, it's not gory in any way.
Yeah.
Which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
Like, even when they show you this stuff, because they do show you the girl.
Maybe they're trying to get a under the, yeah, get a PG-13.
Maybe they were maybe they were trying to be shown in churches. No, I was there because there was like a whole, like, especially in the, like,
part of Satanic Panic.
Yeah, especially in the early 90s, late 80s, that whole, they were doing a lot of like trying to get more, you know, not mainstream.
Yeah, I guess it's basically like, a chick track.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like it was written by someone who was like, I've never written more than like six panels of dialogue before. And there's always a cartoon to aid. I don't know.
No nudity either.
No nudity. Yeah, that's what, there's really not any sex.
No, not at all. We already covered that.
I mean, but I don't even know if there's like not even really mentions of sex, and there's a lot of like drinking. Like, I'm trying to remember if Doug drinks.
Oh yeah.
And whatever her name is, I'm trying to think. Lisa? If they drink. Yeah. Because
the finals.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah, I mean, it's great if you have zero expectations.
Yeah, for sure.
Also,
this is going to be a great movie if you get a little stoned and watch this. This probably is gonna be the best movie you've ever seen in your fucking life.
Plus, Joe Vickers is just delivering one-liners that he's just saying shit as though it's like a, you know, like a Schwarzenegger level.
He'll be like, "You just got stabbed," and you're like, "Yep, that's just what happened."
No, but some of it isn't even like contextually making any sense. Would you like seconds? Did anybody for tennis?
Did he really say that?
No.
Okay. But that, see how I was convinced that was that because I couldn't, because that's basically what he'd be like.
Looks like you need a haircut.
Yeah. He like stabs someone in the gut and then he's like, "Did your mom call you for dinner?" You're like, "What?"
Yes, thank you.
What the fuck? That's not. I'd be like, "Does Billy need a haircut?" And it's like, he just, you know, strangled someone. You're like, "What? You just strangled a woman, you know?" And he's like, "Does Billy's
hot
mom.
Hot dogs, get does- your hot dogs." I don't know. Extra, read all about it.
Yeah. And it's like, for being a
Some
Satanist,
of them land, but that's barely. Why it's funny.
Well, this is
because
the
it
thing.
Just feels like a buckshot approach of just throwing.
Well, this is the thing. There's no, it's like, did he make a deal with the devil that like, if he killed enough people, they would, his comedy career would take off, you know? Like, what the fuck? You know? And he's like, "Batter up." And you're like, "What?" But he does it after he's killed them, you know? He'll like, he doesn't like say.
So there's no audience for it.
He like snaps their neck and he's like, "Uh-oh, looks like dinner's gonna be late." And you're like, "What the fuck? What? What's going on? Huh?
Make a wish."
He like crashes, he hits someone with a car, pins them to a tree, and he's like, "Blow out your candles, Tracy." And like, no one named Tracy is even there. You're like, "What? There's not even a Tracy."
Also, he does call everybody by name. He does. How does he know their names? He's been watching them the whole time.
Well, to be fair, they do say each other's names constantly. They'll be
That's
like,
true.
"Zach said."
Not only
I don't,
constantly, but repeatedly, a character will say something, "Hey, Zach, go get the beer." "Yeah, Zach. You said you were going to get beer. Zach, just get the beer already."
But what's amazing is he doesn't get confused ever and get someone's name wrong. He'll be like, "All right, Zach." And the, "I'm Eric." You know.
That's his balls getting fried by a 1989 taser. That's basically just a Jacob's
the same
ladder.
Same taser that was used in Batman Begins or Batman Returns or whatever, the 1989 Keaton one.
That's just called Batman. I know. You dumb.
You dumb. No, I'm asking, are you dumb?
But now I'm a little disappointed that it wasn't Maniac Cop, but I look forward to seeing Maniac Cop
during Halloween.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't like to do a lot of copaganda on purpose.
Well, I wouldn't say this is copaganda.
What would you say it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even pro. It's not even that Christian.
It's definitely not
Christian.
Yeah. Well,
it just blames everything on Satanism.
Right. But I mean, that's pro Christian.
I know, but they're not like, "Oh, praise God."
No, but they do.
Nobody goes to heaven. There's
but he does say that he was a very religious kid, and then when he was turned out on the streets, he blamed everything on God and turned to Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very subtle, that was a very, like, it. When you said Chick Tracks, you got it pretty clear, because they do a lot of stuff where they don't tell you, like, what you should be doing. They just show you what you shouldn't
do. Yeah, right.
You know.
The consequences?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, do some self-medicating. Enjoy this.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the wee
Get
hours.
Stoned and...
Or whenever you're...
And drunk and watch this and it'll
with
be
some friends.
So much fun. It'll be so much fun. Otherwise...
Also, to the point that there's not a lot of gore and whatnot, It's probably a good entry level for, or entry point, if you're dipping your toes into slashers or horror in general.
If it makes
the jump scares are not terribly effective by today's standards.
Correct.
Or they're not the jump scares in fucking Mother's Boys.
Yeah.
Which are terrifying.
The fucking jump scares in this are, it's just music. But this doesn't really do anything. They're like, clink! And then it's just like someone standing there, but they've been there since before, like the music.
Remember, I had to go back because what's her name? Hairbrush comes into the frame.
Yeah.
That was so good. I love that Dougie doesn't feel right because he's creeped out because he hears someone chopping wood.
Yeah.
That's where it all starts to go.
Yep.
North.
Moral of the story, kids, chop wood. I don't know, man.
So, logs. Saw logs. So.
So buttons.
A guy with a history of mental problems, a mile long.
So Keith